Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today we have Michael from co-founder of Iris. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
So tell us a bit about yourself before Iris, you know, what you've been up to, what was Swap and your early experience and learning from it.
Okay, cool. So basically, I started Iris with two of my closest friends, David and Eric. I met them about, I would say, 4 or 5 years ago at this summer entrepreneurship camp / program at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Then it was called MIT Launch. Now it's called Launch X. So basically, the program was basically a program that got together young high school students in order to start companies. And there we actually started a social media company called Swap. How Swap worked was basically, it was a QR code, but we redesigned it as a swap code, a pre-designed QR code that lets you, it was basically a social media consolidation tool. If someone had the app, they scanned the code, they would automatically follow you on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Their contact information would be immediately put into your phone. Also, like I said before, it was a social media consolidation tool. With this app, we actually scaled it to about 5,000 or 6,000 users within a month or two. But eventually, we decided to discontinue it because social media companies were becoming more restrictive on their APIs. So fast forward a few years later, we're still together, we remain close friends, and then we started Iris.
So what was the moment, what's the story behind Iris? You know, how did you came up with the concept of Iris? Were you guys hanging out, partying, or it was a well-thought-out plan?
Of course. Honestly, it was just one of those things that just came to my head, you know. I actually had the idea about 4 or 5 years ago. Basically, I noticed that there was a problem with surveillance cameras and that humans do not actively monitor surveillance cameras / CCTV cameras or security cameras 24/7. And I figured that if we could use AI to act as a human and actually identify crimes and accidents occurring in real time, we could reduce police response times. Because currently, right now, for the average city, it takes about 15 minutes for the police to respond to a crime or an incident in a large city. Cities normally aim for 5 minutes, but this is pretty much unrealistic because the average 911 call itself takes about 3 to 5 minutes for someone to actually identify 911 happening. So I believe that if we could just shave off those 3 to 5 minutes that it takes for someone to call the police, we could potentially save a lot of lives. With that said, over time, I attended New York University. I studied physics, mathematics, and computer science. So I really developed my knowledge and skills in machine learning, and AI is basically just a bunch of math. I've always loved math. Math was my first love. So basically, after that, So after that, I got my same team together because David and Eric, I've known them for years, close friends of mine, diligent workers, excellent workers, might I add. And I figured that they would be the best people to pursue this project with me. So that's how we began to start Iris. And we started almost a year ago today, a little bit over a year ago today, actually.
So how's the experience been so far? And where do you see Iris 3 years from now?
Of course. So we started Iris sometime in January of last year, and we officially launched in churches, neighborhood associations, small buildings, and offices sometime in April. Since then, we gained quite a bit of traction, and then we raised about $100,000 from Rightside Capital that October. And currently, right now, we're working with a few other firms, and we're currently in due diligence, and we've made some offers. I'm not going to mention the names of them yet, but we'll continue to there'll be some public announcements of us closing our round sometime at the end of this month, if not early March. And we anticipate closing somewhere north of $400,000. So that's pretty much where we are right now. Going forward, we're actually trialing our software in West Palm, Florida during the Sunfest Festival. So you'll get to see how our technology stacks up against other video monitoring services there.
Wow, amazing. And 3 pieces of advice that you would give to budding entrepreneurs who are looking to just start out, you know, and don't know where to start from.
Of course. The number one thing is your team. I know it sounds cliche, but truly, team is really the most important, the most critical aspect of starting a company. Because if you don't trust your teammates, if you don't have diligent workers, if everyone is not passionate about what you're doing,
you're not going to be successful. It is what it is. Second piece of advice is never giving up, because as with anything in life, anything that takes pursuing a goal is always going to be difficult to do. There are going to be plenty of failures. A lot of people are going to tell you no. And again, even though that sounds cliche, we've pitched about, I don't know, it was, I think, 75 venture capitalists before we actually closed with our first one. And, you know, once you get your first, it's typically a lot easier to gain others. And that works with pretty much anything in life. It works in relationships. It works in business. It works with everything. My third piece of advice is dream. Because if you don't have a vision, if you don't have a dream, you cannot articulate your goals, you cannot articulate your visions, and you can't make someone else to believe in you or your product if you don't believe in yourself. So you have to dream, and you have to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that's the most important piece of advice that I gave, that I just gave.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Thanks. So in 2019, 2018, we saw a rise in remote work. Do you think going forward, remote work will be on the rise, and you know, how startups can benefit from it by having their technology developers overseas or remote workers overseas?
So the thing is that with remote work, the biggest advantage of it is that it's very capital efficient, especially for a software company. With Iris, there's a lot of artificial intelligence, so primarily we only have software engineers and a few sales representatives as well. But software engineers are the most prized possession for software companies. And with them, you don't always have to typically be around each other 24/7 for software products. That's why I think that with particularly SaaS products, it's very easy to launch a startup and to scale it when you have a remote team. And it's also very capital efficient. But going forth, I would say that we will continue working remotely, even though, you know, after we close our round, a lot of us would be together in New York City. We'll have a lot of workers working in person. But I do see ourselves still continue to hire remote software engineering teams simply because it's very capital efficient. And also, you don't have to be around each other all the time when you're coding.
Yeah. Huh. Amazing. So, Michael, thank you so much for your time and amazing insights, and good luck with your round days. Hopefully, we'll get to hear some amazing news from your end soon. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on. It was a pleasure speaking with you and meeting you as well.